Go to everydaynovelist.com/support to join the madness.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 637.
Today we have another episode recorded in a busy house with background noise. There's nothing we can do about it. You'll have to live with it. Fortunately, today we are joined by Charles, who asks,
how would you describe the perfect writing day for you?
The world has been devastated by a nuclear holocaust, which I survived by being in a bank vault eating my lunch. I walked out and I found out that everybody was dead, but all the writing equipment was magically preserved. And I sat down at a computer and turned it on, and then accidentally spilled tea on it and ruined it, so I would be alone for... I'm sorry, that's my favorite Twilight Zone episode.
I thought that sounded familiar.
I believe it's called Time Enough. It starred Burgess Meredith. It was wonderful. It wasn't about writing, it was about reading, but it's fantastic. Perfect writing day. 4,000 words or more. Actually, it's weird because it wasn't the perfect day in any other respect, but as far as writing days, my record is, I think it was 17,000 words in a day. It was the day that we had a recording event booked for BayCon, and I had to get down to San Jose, but I decided to do a writing shift before I left, and I realized about 2,000 words into the writing shift that I was within striking distance of the end of the book. And so I sat there and I kept writing because I wanted to finish the book before I went to my first ever science fiction convention. And I kept going and kept going and kept going and kept going. And 12 hours later, I was up 17,000 words. I typed the end and I got into the car to go down. And I got a call from Kitty saying she was heading back. Fortunately, the client had decided to postpone the recording session until the next day because she got invited to a last-minute panel. So we were able to do that anyway, but it was exactly the right kind of pressure, and I had a brilliant time. And I had such a brilliant time that from that point forward, anytime I went to a convention, I still do this, anytime I go to a convention, I take a writing machine, and I sit in the bar and write, because I get incredibly productive, and I also get to be in the catbird seat where people I know walk across, and I can flag them down and visit in between getting words down. I grew up in a very busy household with lots of siblings, so being in that kind of environment does to me what quiet does for most people. Most people are like, oh, it's too loud, I can't write. I'm like, it's too quiet. That means someone has been tied up by their ankles, bound and gagged, and left to die in the backyard. And I'm not in on it. So, yeah, a perfect writing day now, it would probably involve some hikes and a good meal and some really interesting background noise while I sat in a comfortable seat with variable ergo and wrote my ass off and got 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 words out. That would be fantastic, especially if my wrists didn't hurt afterwards. Thanks for the question, and I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.